The resident presidents from the BBC.
Do you watch American football, Olushambo?
Oh, yes, yes, very exciting.
What do you like about it?
It's fast, dangerous, brutal.
I quite like the dancing girls, too.
They're so big.
What, the dancing girls?
Oh, the guys who play it.
Oh, yes, yes, very, very big.
Huge. Yeah,
absolutely enormous.
Terrifying.
Yes.
You wouldn't pick a fight with one of them.
Well, certainly not. I wouldn't stand a chance. They could knock me over with their little fingers, break my legs with one karate chop, crush me to death just by sitting on me.
Gutsy.
Fearless.
Brave.
Audacious.
So why do they beat up their women?
Do they?
I'm afraid so. There have been scores of cases recently. Women threatened, women throttled, slapped. One footballer, Ray Rice, I think his name is, of Baltimore Ravens, beat his woman senseless in a lift.
Surely not.
He was caught on a security camera, smashing her in the face, then dragging her out of the lift and dumping her on the ground.
Well, I expect he was provoked.
No.
She pulled a gun on him.
No.
She refused to cook his dinner.
No.
Wash his clothes, iron his shirts, clean the fridge, sweep the kitchen. Something serious.
No idea what the argument was about, Olushambos. But why is it that big, strong men feel the need to beat up women?
No idea, old chap.
Wouldn't happen in Africa.
Oh, I'm afraid it does.
Surely not.
Commonplace. Did you know that in South Africa, every 6 hours, a woman is killed by her husband or boyfriend?
Wow.
In Zimbabwe, a few years back, 6 out of 10 murder cases were related to domestic violence.
Gosh.
In Sierra Leone, there were more than 6,500 incidents of domestic and gender-based violence reported in the first 8 months of 2013. I'm afraid we're nearly as bad as everyone else.
Apart from American footballers.
Maybe. But why do we do it?
Well, let's face it, you know, women can be very annoying, kibaki mad.
Can they?
Oh, yes. I mean, they don't realize the stresses of our lives and our need to get drunk and drown our sorrows. They need a little gentle correction every now and then.
Gentle correction?
Yes, to steer them in the right direction.
Ah. And what exactly is the gentle correction? A good spanking? A slap around the face? A whipping?
Gentle correction is a better term, I think.
And do you gently correct your wife?
The first lady?
Yes.
Have you seen her lately? She could knock me over with her little fingers, break my legs with one karate chop, crush me to death just by sitting on me. Baltimore Ravens are thinking of signing her to replace Ray Rice. You think I joke?
Tune in next week for more resident presidents from the BBC.